PAGCOR voids casino winnings from government officials. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has revealed that it has nullified over 200 million Philippine pesos, $3.5 million, in casino winnings claimed by government officials and employees between January and July 2025. This move comes as the regulator steps up enforcement of Memorandum Circular No. 06, 2016. Which bars government officials and employees from entering or gambling in licensed casinos. The voided winnings were identified through a secondary screening process, which involves verifying the identity of winners before payouts are released. This process includes cross-referencing claimant details with the National Database of Restricted Persons, NDRP, which contains over 560,000 names of individuals barred from gambling, such as elected officials, civil servants, and uniformed personnel. CCTV footage and additional ID checks further ensure compliance. Quote, "This year, up to July, there is more than 200 million Philippine pesos that we have voided, or we did not award prizes hit by these restricted persons. Elected LGU officials, government employees. Even if they make an appeal, we will never give them their winnings. We are enforcing the law strictly to protect the integrity of public service." Alejandro Tenco, Chairman and CEO of PAGCOR. Revelations from Alcantara's testimony. The clampdown gained momentum after evidence emerged of government officials using pseudonyms to gamble. These include the testimony from dismissed DPWH Bulacan 1st District Engineer Henry Alcantara at a Senate Blue Ribbon Committee hearing on anomalous flood control projects in Bulacan. He confessed to routinely gambling in casinos despite the prohibition, detailing how he and colleagues evaded detection. He revealed using the alias Joseph Villegas, while colleagues Bryce Hernandez and another used Marvin de Guzman and PJ Asuncion, respectively. Alcantara further noted that he gambled 2 to 3 times a month, even after his suspension, and claimed casinos issued them VIP IDs that facilitated entry. PAGCOR has initiated an investigation into these claims to assess how fake IDs bypassed entry controls and whether casinos violated protocols by granting VIP privileges to restricted persons. CSC backs PAGCOR. The Civil Service Commission, CSC, has reinforced PAGCOR's stance, cautioning that gambling during office hours, whether in casinos or online, constitutes conduct prejudicial to the best interest of the service. Violations could result in administrative sanctions, including dismissal, under civil service rules. Quote, "Let us all do our part in promoting ethical conduct and professionalism in the civil service." The CSC is studying further regulatory measures and supports legislative initiatives toward establishing a comprehensive ban on gambling activities among government personnel during work hours. Marilyn B. Yap, CSC Chairperson,